Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Guys, what would you wish you'd done before you died?
Paint a self-portrait.
Build a house. You?
I don't know. Nothing.
If you were to die right now, how would you feel about your life?
I don't know. I wouldn't feel anything good about my life. Is that what you want to hear me say?
Get busy living, or get busy dying.
Do, or do not. There is no try.
Your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything that you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it, or let it slip?
The real pain in life is getting to the end of it and realizing that you left something on the table, that I had unfulfilled potential. Mm-hmm. I could have done more, and I didn't.
Right.
The most frustrating thing in the world for me is when normal people judge a man like myself on what it really takes to extract greatness from nothing.
Yes, I think it's possible for ordinary people to choose to be extraordinary.
And as far as regrets and things I wish I would have done differently, of course. Hindsight is 20/20, and looking back, of course, who wouldn't want to take another go at something and improve on the first try by doing it again? And then why not do it again and again and again? And why not just do it over and over again until you have it perfect? But the fact is, you don't get that chance. You get one shot at this gig right here. Life. One life. That's all you've got. And regret, in and of itself, it's worthless. It does nothing for you. In fact, the only valuable thing in regret is the lesson you learned, the knowledge that you gained. But walking around filled with regret gets you nothing. So, learn and move on. Don't let regret beat you down. Don't be a slave to regret. No. Let it teach you. Let it make you better. Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action. Today. Now. To take action now to become a better person, not filled with regret, but filled with knowledge. Filled with knowledge and strength and power, and filled with life.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard when I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard and I looked out there. And I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these moments of like, of it's crazy, man, of this thought. Cause I'm always by myself. I'm always in deep thought about how to be better. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there just are so upset with how you lived your life. You can just regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and dias featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
Don't die like this, bro.
Painful experiences and challenges come to us all. But it is through these opportunities that we build character and we grow. So if we learn from our mistakes, they're not mistakes. They're lessons we can use to do better the next time around.
If you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for. And you're going to fail, 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 and then you're going to win.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing, and then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball. That it would never amount to anything for me. And you know what? Much to your surprise, I took that counselor's advice. I took it and I used it to be the best basketball player I could be. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you. I encourage you to always be curious, always seek out things you love, and always work hard once you find it.
When I was young, I had a lot of people telling me, you have to adjust to the other ones. You have to be like the other ones. I was listening, but I wasn't always following. I did my own thing.
It's about knowing where you're going, not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken. Taking everything you've been given and making something better. It's about work before glory. And what's inside of you is doing what they say you can't. It's not about the shoes. It's about what you do in them. It's about being who you were born to be.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are going to be like.
Look at the last five.
Because the next five are going to be like the last five, unless you, Major Key, tomorrow, change it all.
the unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So let's just play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big long line of people. And I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up. And you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name. And I see all this. And God goes, hey. You say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull-up record, all this. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. And the reason why, behind every fear is a person you want to be.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength. That my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for. Every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
What's the holy grail between somebody taking action or not? It's one word, certainty. When you're absolutely certain that if I do this, it's going to get that result, and that result's going to change my life, you'll do it. When you think it absolutely is not going to work, you're never going
to
do it.
That's all I want you to do when you look at your dream. You say to yourself every day, it's possible. You say that every day to yourself. It's possible. Because what does that do? See, it begins to change your belief system. See, the way in which we operate, ladies and gentlemen, it's a manifestation of what we believe, what's possible for us. Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life.
I stopped pretending to myself that I was anything other than what I was and began to direct all my energy into finishing the only work that mattered to me. Had I really succeeded at anything else, I might never have found the determination to succeed in the one arena where I believed I truly belonged. I was set free. Because my greatest fear had been realized, and I was still alive, and so rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life. You might never fail on the scale I did, but some failure in life is inevitable. It is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default.
Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create. We're not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. Like many of you, I was concerned about going out into the world and doing something bigger than myself, until someone smarter than myself made me realize that there is nothing bigger than myself.
I was a very public failure, and I even thought about running away from the valley. But something slowly began to dawn on me. I still loved what I did. The turn of events at Apple had not changed that one bit. I'd been rejected, but I was still in love. And so I decided to start over. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life. During the next 5 years, I started a company named Next, another company named Pixar, and fell in love with an amazing woman who would become my wife. Pixar went on to create the world's first computer animated feature film, Toy Story, and is now the most successful animation studio in the world.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond.
Let me show you this. We all live inside a bubble, right? This is our world. We go to church here. We work over here. We go get our coffee over here. We go to this park over here. We usually go over here to, you know, hang out with friends. This is our favorite club. This is our world. This is our favorite spot on the beach. We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happen. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it.
But see, here's the thing. Let the laughs, the mockery, the comments, the jokes that they cracking on the text chain, whatever it is they doing, let that be the fuel to remind you that what God is doing, people are laughing, and they're laughing because they're noticing. If they not laughing, then you should be a little concerned about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Look, you're my best friend, so don't take this the wrong way. In 20 years, if you're still living here, coming over to my house to watch the Patriots game, still working construction, I'll kill you. That's not a threat. What? That's a fact. I'll kill you.
What the are you talking about?
Look, you got something none of us.
Oh, come on. Why is it always this? I mean, I owe it to myself to do this or that. What if I don't want to?
No. You don't owe it to yourself. You owe it to me. Because tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'll be 50. And I'll still be doing it. That's all right. That's fine. I mean, you're sitting on a winning lottery ticket. You're too much of a pussy to cash it in. And that's bullshit. Because I'd do anything to have what you got. So would any of these guys. It'd be an insult to us if you're still here in 20 years. Hanging around here is a waste of your time.
Right now in life, your family's looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong. Who's that pillar for the family in hard times? Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
Lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts that it takes to be a champion in life.